Well, the Carrollton Trojans will have a new head boys basketball coach next year. It'll be Jack Simpson. And, hey, Jack, welcome to Carrollton, and good talking with you. And let's talk, first of all, about your background. Talk a bit about your career, where you've been in coaching, some of the things that you've done.
I appreciate you having me on today. Right now I'm actually living down in Springfield, Missouri, which is actually where I'm from. I've spent my last 4 years in Decatur, Illinois, which is where I went to college. And I played my first 2 years at Millikan University, which is a smaller school. It's a Division III school. I was fortunate enough to get in there and play right away. And we actually went through a coaching change. So during that time, you know, I thought it would be a good idea to kind of step away from basketball. You know, I knew I wasn't going to go on and play professionally, and I knew I wanted to coach. And, you know, I had an opportunity to coach at a junior varsity school down in Illinois, and I coached at Argenta Orienta, which is a small school down in Illinois, for a year at the JV level. And then I went on and I coached under Brian Graven, the class four at Mount Zion High School, for a year as the freshman coach. And I learned a lot in those 2 years. So I spent 2 years coaching down in Illinois. And then I moved home this past year, and I spent a year at Hillcrest High School, which is a class four school down here in Springfield, and it's part of the Springfield Public School System. And I was the varsity assistant basketball coach under Jordan Fielding. You know, I've also done a little bit of AAU coaching during the summer, and traveled a little bit with that, and, you know, and had some good experiences with that. So I've been really fortunate, you know, to have some experience, you know, as being a young coach here.
What attracted you to come to Carrollton as a basketball coach and a teacher?
Whenever I was looking at jobs, you know, I saw Carrollton kind of pop up, and you know, like I told them during the interview, I'm from Springfield, but I'm actually from Fordland, Missouri, which is kind of a 30 minutes outside Springfield, and Fordland's kind of a small community. You know, it's actually a class two school, and I never went to school there, but I was raised there, and the community, you know, I just remember. I remember things like the 4th of July and being up at the park and, you know, seeing people that, you know, you grew up around, went to church with, and just getting that community feel. And you know, I remember doing my research on Carrollton and looking at, you know, 3,500 people and getting that sense that it was going to be the same sense of community that it was like in Fordland. And I just remember growing up how special that was and what kind of program you can build with.
Jack, let's talk about what you like to do on the basketball court. What type of offensive style do you like to employ, and what do you like to do on defense?
So I'm really a defensive-minded guy. So as a player, that's pretty much the only reason I play. You know, I'm not really tall, not really athletic. So I'm a defensive-minded first guy, and we're going to run the pack line. So for people that don't know what the pack line is, it's a man-to-man principle defense. It's a health-first defense. It's what Virginia runs defensively. It's really made for kids who are just hard-nosed and tough. I've been fortunate, you know, to get film on the guys from last year, and I think with a lot of the returns, I think that we have a lot of hard-nosed, tough kids coming back, and I think defensively, I think that will be a benefit to us. Offensively, I think we're going to push the ball in transition. I think kids really want to run. I think they want to get the ball up the court, and I think they want to take a lot of shots, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to shoot the ball at will. I don't want my kids to be scared to shoot. I want all the kids to have the green light, and they will. And we're going to run, and we're going to run, and we're going to run, and that's going to be the goal. And that's what we're going to look forward to at Carrollton.
Well, you got a lot of kids coming back. I know you haven't had a chance to know everything quite yet, but you've got a veteran team coming back, a lot of experience, so you've got to be excited about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I've been lucky enough to talk to some of the coaches, and you know, I've watched quite a few games of film during this downtime, and so we got, like I said, I haven't even got a chance to meet some of these kids, but I know that. I think we have four or five, maybe six seniors coming back. And, you know, I think Coach Finley told me we have three all-conference players coming back. I know our big kid set the record for blocks last year in the season. I mean, so we have talent coming back. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, my expectation is, you know, it's high. And, you know, I think the kids' expectations are high, and they should be. they should be. And, you know, that makes me excited, and I'm really excited to get down there and to get started, and I'm ready for this coronavirus thing to go away, that's for sure.
Well, Jack, congratulations on the new position at Carrollton High School. You seem like you've got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of good ideas. It'll be great to have you in the school, in the community. And, hey, look forward to meeting you real soon. And thanks a lot for taking time to chat with me today.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.